Lesson number 12, virtual students hold a group meeting.
Hello everyone. Since we're all here, I would like to begin this meeting of the Modern Film Club. You all have copies of the agenda. Please let me know if you have any additions to it. No? Well then, as you will remember from the last meeting, we agreed that the National Film Board should provide a clear explanation of cause and effect in Bordertown Cafe. However, we had not decided how we would convince the National Film Board to do this. Do any of you have ideas?
Sure. Write them a letter telling them that we won't buy their movie for the school if they don't supply a study guide about cause and effect.
Mel, you sure know how to say it like it is. Hit them where it hurts, in the wallet. They have to listen to potential customers.
I disagree. We don't control a large enough market share to force the National Film Board to do anything that it doesn't want to do.
That's true, Mrs. Tension. Could we adopt a more persuasive tone? If our club wrote a letter to them telling how useful a cause-effect study guide from Bordertown Cafe would be for students like ourselves, maybe they would create one. What do you think? Adrian? Jenny?
What? What was that? Sorry.
You're such a goof-up, Adrian. If you spent more time paying attention to what was going on around you instead of dreaming about...
That's enough, Jenny. Adrian, do you agree that our club should send a persuasive letter to the National Film Board encouraging them to create a cause-effect study guide for the film?
Well, sure. I mean, it would make studying the film a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Haven't we already?
Yes, it would, Adrian. I think we have already agreed about that. How could we convince the National Film Board that it needs to make and send us a cause and effect guide?
We won't. They have no interest in spending money to make something that they will give away for free. Anyway, why do we need the National Film Board to tell us what a movie was about? Why don't we try using our own brains to determine what the causes and effects were in the film?
Use our brains, too.
That might be kind of hard, Jenny. Do you know how to figure out cause and effect?
Yes, I do. It's easy. All you have to do is note what the events or effects are in a story. Then you back up to determine what caused each of the events or effects. Some effects have more than one cause, and some things cause more than one effect. For example, in Bordertown Cafe, because Maxine is such a loudmouth, her family doesn't tell her that Jimmy might move south, which leads to her leaving them in a huff. The cause is that Maxine is a loudmouth, and the effects are that her family doesn't confide in her and that she leaves.
I think you have a good idea there, Jenny. Why don't we create our own cause-effect study guide? We could send it to the National Film Board with a letter suggesting that they send it out to schools that buy the film Bordertown Cafe.
If there is no way to get them to do the work for us, then I agree. We'll have to make our own cause and effect guide.
Mel, you're wonderful. I really like the way that your hair...
Not now, Adrian.
I agree. We should make our own guide.
Should we all contribute one cause-effect pair to the study guide, then?
Yes, that's a good idea. Afterward, I'll put the information to a chart that shows how important that each cause and effect was.
And I'll be happy to write a persuasive letter to the National Film Board about our cause-effect chart. Can everyone submit a cause-effect pair to Frank by tomorrow morning?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
Thank you for organizing the information, Frank. All of us will look forward to seeing the finished product. Meeting adjourned. Have a good afternoon, everyone.